This is Earth and Sky, Wednesday, September 10th. Mark Ivins asks, when the moon is really big and bright in the fall, is it closer to Earth?
Mark, the moon's orbit isn't circular. It's more like a squashed circle. So the moon does have a closest and farthest point from Earth every month. And those points vary in their exact distance. So there's always a closest moon and a farthest moon for each year. The closest moon for 2003 will come on November 23rd, autumn for the northern hemisphere, but spring south of the equator. And it won't be a full moon. Instead, this year's closest moon will be a new moon that'll pass in front of the sun and cause a solar eclipse.
People in both hemispheres have an impression of a big, bright full moon in the fall. That's tonight's moon for the northern hemisphere. It happens around March for the southern hemisphere. But it's not because the moon is closer to Earth. The path of the rising full moon varies from season to season. In the fall, the moon is rising on a path that brings it over the horizon shortly after sunset for several evenings in a row.
And when the moon is closer to the horizon, it looks bigger than usual due to an optical effect called the moon illusion. And that's why the fall full moon has a reputation for appearing especially big and bright. Mark, thanks for your question, and thanks today to Research Corporation, a foundation for the advancement of science. We're Block and Bird for Earth and Sky.